The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 6, text number 30, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 21st, 2016, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Iti.
Iti.
Pranaya.
Badhabhi
Gopi Bhi Krita Rakshanam Payayadva Stanam Mata Sanya Vishayat
Atmajam
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Atipanaya Badhabhir.
Atipanaya Badhabhir.
Gopibhi Kritarakshanam.
Gopibhi Kritarakshanam.
Payayatvastanam
Mata. Payayatvastanam
Mata. Sanyaveshayad Atmajam.
Sanyaveshayad Atmajam.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Pranaya Badhabir.
Pranaya Badhabir.
Kopibhi Kritarakshanam.
Kopibhi Kritarakshanam.
Payayadvastanam
Mata. Payayadvastanam
Mata. Sanya Vishayad Atmajam.
Sanya Vishayad Atmajam.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shuka Uvacha.
Shri Shukadev Goswami said.
Shri Shukadeva Goswami stare.
Shri Shukadeva Goswami stare.
Iti. In this way.
In this way.
Tokyo Buddha.
Pranaya Badhabi. Who were bound with maternal affection.
Apiptų motiniškos meilės.
Gopi Bhi.
By the elderly gopis.
Headed by Mother Jashoda.
Vyresnių gopių su motina Jashoda priešakyje.
Kritarakshanam. All measures were taken to protect the child.
Buvo imtasi visų priemonių vaikui apsaugoti.
Payayadva.
Payayadva.
And after that, feeding the child.
And after that, feeding the child.
Paskui pamaitinusi vaiką.
Stanam. The nipple.
Iš krūties.
Mata.
Mata.
Mother Jashoda.
Motina Jashoda.
Motina Jashoda.
Sanyaveshayat,
Sanyaveshayat,
made to lie down on the bed.
Made to lie down on the bed.
Paguldė lovelę.
Paguldė lovelę.
Atmajam,
Atmajam,
her son.
Her son.
Savo sūnų.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Shri Shukadev Goswami continued. All the gopis, headed by Mother Jashoda, were bound by maternal affection. After they thus chanted mantras to protect the child, Mother Jashoda gave the child the nipple of her breast to suck, and then got him to lie down on his bed. Purport. When a baby drinks milk from the breast of his mother, this is a good sign of health. So, the elderly gopis were not satisfied with chanting mantras to give protection to Krishna. They also tested whether their child's health was in order. When the child sucked the breast, this confirmed that he was healthy. And when the gopis were fully satisfied, they had the child lie down on his bed. So it's very interesting to note in this purport.
Taigi, šiam komentarė labai įdomi yra pastebėta.
The gopis tested whether their child's health was in order.
Čia parašyta, kad gopis pamėgino, ar jų vaikas yra sveikas.
How can it be said their child?
Kaip galima sakyti jų vaikas?
This is Mother Jasoda's child.
Jeigu tai yra Jasodos vaikas.
But actually, they all took Krishna as their child.
Iš tikrųjų, jos visos Krishna laikė savo vaiku.
This is the maternal rasa.
Tai yra tokia motiniška santykiai.
Parental rasa.
Motiniška rasa.
All those devotees in the spiritual world who are in the parental rasa, they all take Krishna as their child.
Visi tie atsidavusiai, kurie dvasiniam pasaulyje Krishna myli kaip savo vaiką, jie visi yra tokie tėviškai, motiniškai rasai.
And Krishna reciprocates with all of them as their child.
Ir Krishna su jais visais elgiasi kaip jų vaikas.
So the spiritual world is such a wonderful place.
Dvasinis pasaulis yra tokia nuostabi vieta.
That however you want to relate with Krishna, he will relate with you in that way.
Kad, kaip tik jūs benorėtumėt turėti santykį su Krishna, taip jums Krishna atsakys.
You want to be a gopi, you can relate with Krishna in that way.
Jeigu norit būti piemenaitė gopė, tai Krishna jums...
You want to be in a parental mood, you can associate with Krishna in that way.
Jeigu norit su Krishna bendrauti kaip tėvas arba mama su vaiku, Krishna...
You want to be a friend or a servant, you can reciprocate with Krishna in that way.
Jeigu norit su Krishna draugauti kaip draugas arba būti jo tarnas, Krishna taip priims.
If you prefer a more neutral position, like being a rock that he sits on every day, or a peacock feather that he wears in his hair, you can be that also.
Net jeigu norit būti neutralioj padėti, kaip, pavyzdžiui, akmuo, ant kurio Krishna atsisėda, arba... Povo plunksna, kurią Krishna įsisėka Krishna ir taip su jums bendraus.
In this material world, we are slaves of the material nature.
Kai tuo tarpu čia, materialioje gamtoje, mes esam šios gamtos vergai.
We're simply manipulated by the modes.
Mumis paprasčiausiai materialioje gamta manipuliuoja.
We have no freedom here.
Ir čia laisvės, jokios mes neturim.
But the spiritual world is a world of complete freedom.
Bet dvasinis pasaulis yra visiškos laisvės pasaulis.
However you want to relate with Krishna, you can relate with Krishna in that way.
Kaip benorėtume turėti santykį kokį su Krishna, tokį ir gali turėti.
And Krishna will become under your control.
Ir Krishna tampa visiškai jūsų kontrolė.
When you put yourself under his control, he will reciprocate and put himself under your control.
Jeigu jūs save primetat visiškai jo kontrolį, tuomet Krishna, jisai atiduoda savo kontrolę jums.
So you can imagine how wonderful that place must be.
Taigi gali tik įsivaizduoti, kokia tai nuostabi vieta dvasinis pasaulis.
How enlivening, how thrilling it must be.
Kaip ten smagu turėtų būti.
So the next question would be, then why are we cheating ourselves by remaining stuck here in the material world?
Tai kitas klausimas būtų, kodėl mes save apgaudinėjame, likdami čia materialiam pasaulyje.
Because we are foolishly addicted to material sense gratification.
Nes mes labai kvailai esam prisirišę prie juslių tenkinimo.
Both gross and subtle.
Grubaus ir subtilaus.
The subtle sense gratification is our false sense of independence.
Mūsų subtilus juslių tenkinimas tai yra klaidingas nepriklausomybės jausmas.
That I don't take instructions from anybody.
Aš iš nieko nepriimsiu pamokymų.
I just do what I want.
Darysiu tai, ką noriu.
But that's an illusion.
Bet tai yra iliuzija.
You're not really doing what you want.
Tu nedarai tai, ko tu nori.
You're being manipulated by the modes of nature, that's all.
Tavimi manipuliuoja materialia gamta.
You actually want to be free.
Jeigu nori būti iš tikrųjų laisvas.
You actually want to become liberated.
Išsivadavęs.
You have to take the medicine of bhakti.
Reikia priimti bhakti vaistus.
This will cure the disease of your heart.
Ir tai išgydys tavo širdies ligą.
Addiction to material sense gratification.
Šitą prisirišimą prie jūsų tenkinimo.
That keeps you caught up here birth after birth.
Kuris laiko jūs gyvenimas po gyvenimo čia įkalintus.
If you want pure bhakti, you have to enter fully into this process.
Jeigu norite tyros bhakti, turite pilnai panerti į procesą.
You can't remain on the border of Krishna consciousness and expect to get it.
Neįmanoma likti Krishna sąmonės pasienyje ir tikėtis ją gauti.
You have to cross the border and enter into pure devotional service.
Reikia pereiti šitą sieną ir pilnai pasinerti į tyrą atsidavimo tarnystę.
By full surrender to Guru and Krishna.
pilnai atsiduodant dvasiniui moktui ir Krišnai.
Otherwise you remain at the border for millions of lifetimes.
Kitu atveju jūs prie tos sienos milijonus metų stovės.
Appreciating devotional service, but never being actually able to taste it.
Vertinsit atsidimo tarnystę, bet niekad negalėsit jos pilnai paragauti.
So do yourself a big favor.
Taigi, padarykite savo paslaugą.
Take the instructions of Krishna as your life and soul.
Priimkite Krishnos nurodymus kaip savo gyvenimą.
Whatever Krishna does, whatever Krishna says, you do it.
Kad ir ką Krishna sakytų,
give up your hesitations.
Atsisakykite savo.
Give up all your doubts.
Abejonių ir prieštaravimų.
Just do what Krishna says.
Tiesiog padarykite ką Krishna sako.
That's all you have to do to achieve unlimited happiness.
Tai tiek reikia padaryti, kad būt laimingu.
If you don't do this, then you're doing nothing but cheating yourself.
Ir jeigu tu to nedarai, tai tiesiog apgaudinėji save.
So do you think it's very intelligent to cheat yourself?
Manot, kad tai yra išmintinga save apgauti?
Would you like to cheat yourself?
Norėtumėt save apgaudinėti?
So do not remain in this platform of so-called independence.
Taigi, neišlykite šitoj taip vadinamos nepriklausomybės platformoj.
Take seriously the instructions of Krishna.
Rimtai priimkite Krishnos pamokymą.
Take seriously the instructions of Srila Prabhupada.
Rimtai priimkite Srilos Prabhupados pamokymą.
He is teaching us exactly what we have to do to awaken pure love of God within our hearts as soon as possible.
Jis tiksliai mus moko, ką reikia daryti, kad pažadinti meilę Dievui kaip įmanoma greičiau.
Why wait for many lifetimes?
Kam laukti daug gyvenimų?
You can become a completely pure devotee right now in this lifetime.
Jeigu šį gyvenimą galite tapti tyru atsidavusiu.
Simply you have to adopt the mood, I have nothing to do now except to please Krishna.
Paprasčiausiai turite pradėti naudoti tokią nuotaiką.
Every thought should be for Krishna's pleasure. Every word that comes out of my mouth should be for Krishna's pleasure. And every action I perform with my body, it should all be for Krishna's pleasure. When you adopt such a mood,
kuomet jūs tokią nuotaiką gyvenate.
You are no longer living in the material world.
Nuo tos akimirkos jūs nebegyvenat materialiame pasaulyje.
You're already back to home, back to Godhead. You're already situated in the spiritual world.
Jūs jau dvasiniam pasaulyje.
You can achieve this state of consciousness.
Ir jūs galite turėti tokią sąmonę.
You just have to desire it.
Tiesiog jums reikia jos panorėti.
And we were studying that verse the other day from the Panjavali.
Kaip mes jau studijavom Panjavali.
Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kuto palabhyate tattala yang api mulyam ekalam janmakoti sukritayana labhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities for millions of lifetimes.
Negaunama dorovingai gyvenant net milijonus gyvenimų.
It can be obtained only by paying one price.
Vietinai gaunama, mokant vienintelę kainą.
The intense greed to obtain it.
Intensyvus noras gauti tai.
If it is available somewhere,
jeigu kur nors tai yra pasiekiama,
one must purchase it without delay.
Žmogus turėtų įsigyti nieko nelaukdamas.
So Srila Prabhupada has made it available.
Srila Prabhupada padarė, tai yra atsidimo tarnystės pasiekiama. Tai didžiausias turtas.
Prema bhakti.
Prema bhakti.
Is available right here, right now.
Prema bhakti. Pasiekiama čia ir dabar.
By the mercy of His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Jo dieviškos malonybės, Srilos Prabhupados malonės.
So what should be our mood?
Kokia turėtų būti mūsų nuotaika?
If we're going to capitalize on this great opportunity,
kad išnaudot šią unikalią galimybę,
we should be very, very greedy that I want pure devotional service.
Pas mus turi būti didžiulis gobšumas, aš noriu tyros atsidavimo.
I want nothing except pure devotional service.
Nieko daugiau.
No karma, no jnana, no yoga, simply pure devotional service.
Jokios karmos, jokios jnanos, jokios jogos, tik tyros atsidavimo.
If you can with intelligently develop this powerful, intense desire or greed for devotional service, Krishna will reciprocate with you.
Jeigu jūs turėsite tokį stiprų troškimą, Krishna tai pat atsakys.
Krishna will personally reciprocate with you right here, right now.
Krishna tuoj pat šią akimirką jums atsakys.
It's a matter of what you want.
Viskas priklauso tik nuo to,
where are you putting your heart?
Kur savo širdį dedat?
Are you running after sense gratification?
Ar link jūsinio pasitenkinimo?
Or do you want to achieve the topmost perfection?
Ar norit pasiekti aukščiausią tobulumą?
It's your choice.
Renkatės jūs.
It's a matter of where do you put your mind.
Tiesiog kur padėsit savo protą.
It's simply a matter of mental discipline.
Paprasčiausiai proto disciplina.
Everything else follows automatically.
Ir tada visa kita seka iš paskos.
If your mind is attuned, your speech will become perfect.
Jeigu jūsų protas tinkamai nukreiptas ir kalbėsite tinkamai.
And your actions will become perfect.
Ir veiksite tinkamai.
If your mind is not tuned into Krishna,
jeigu jūsų protas nenukreiptas į Krishna,
we will say so many nonsense things and we will do so many nonsense things.
Mes ir nusišnekėsim, ir nesąmonės darysim.
It all begins with the mind.
Viskas prasideda nuo proto.
You have to tune the mind into Krishna.
Turite protą nukreipti į Krishna.
That now, my dear Lord, I have no business except to serve you for all of eternity.
Brangus viešpatie, aš neturiu kito reikalo, tik tarnauti tau.
Please keep me always absorbed in your service 24 hours a day.
Padėk man būti pasinėrus į tavo tarnystę 24 valandas.
My dear Lord, please bless me. I will never deviate from pleasing you.
Brangus viešpatie, prašau palaimink, kad niekad nenukrypčiau nuo tavęs.
For all of eternity.
Visam žinybė.
This kind of mentality you have to develop.
Tokią nuotaiką reikia išsiugdyti.
Otherwise you will continue to suffer in this material world.
Kitu atveju toliau kankinsitės.
So it's your choice, ladies and gentlemen.
Ponios ir ponai, jūs renkatės.
Do you want to suffer?
Ar norite kentėti?
Or do you want to taste the highest bliss?
Ar norite ragauti nektarą?
If you want to taste the highest bliss, then you have to take the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master.
Jeigu norite nektaro, turit priimt pamokymus iš dvasinio mokymo.
He will guide you how to realize Krishna perfectly well.
Ir jis jums padės sužinoti Krishna.
Hear from the bona fide spiritual master.
Klausykite iš mokytojo.
Serve the bona fide spiritual master.
Laukite mokytojo.
Inquire from the bona fide spiritual master. And make your life perfect.
Ir gyvenimas jūsų bus tobulas.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Taigi dabar noriu paklausti, kokių yra klausimų. Mano klausimas yra, ar mokytojas moko, kad viskas priklauso nuo mūsų, kad tai yra duota malonė ir kiek mes ją pasinaudosim. Bet taip pat mokytojas moko, kad mes turime melsti malonės iš viešpatės. Tai kaip visą tai tinkamai suderinti? Ar tai nuo viešpatės malonės priklauso, ar nuo mūsų pastangų? Kaip tinkamai suprasti? Are you teaching that everything depends on us? Also, you're teaching that we have to pray for Krishna's mercy. So how to put these two things together and how to understand properly?
Actually, Krishna's mercy is already available.
Krishna's malonė jau yra čia.
And because we're not in the mood of begging for it, we're not getting it.
Bet kadangi mes nesame toj nuotaikoj, kad melsti tos malonės.
You're walking down the road for any day and the rain of mercy is falling everywhere.
Jūs einate gatve ir malonės lietus lieja jums ant galvos.
But because you do not have a prayerful attitude, you have an umbrella and the rain is not touching you.
Bet dėl to, kad neturite tokios maldos nuotaikos, jūs kaip skėti užsidėję negaunate to lietaus.
Krishna's mercy is pouring down like torrents of rain in the monsoon season.
Krishna's malonė krenta kaip ir liūčių sezono lietus.
But because we don't have a prayerful mood of begging that we can receive that mercy in full, we're not getting it.
Bet dėl to, kad neturime tos maldos nuotaikos prašyti iš Krishnas, mes kaip lietsargių užsidėję negaunam tos malonės.
Do you think Krishna is not merciful?
Galvojat, kad Krishna negailestingas?
And he will only be merciful if you ask him to be merciful?
Kad jis maloningas tik tada, kai jo prašot?
Krishna's mercy is unlimited.
Krishna's malonė neribota.
But because you are not in the mood of begging for that mercy,
bet kadangi jūs nesat toj nuotaikoj, kad tos malonės,
you're thinking you don't need it.
Jūs atrodo, kad jos nereikia.
You're blocking that mercy. You're blocking the mercy from
yourself. Tokiu būdu jūs blokuojate tą malonę.
You understand? Okay. Next.
O ką daryti, jeigu ta maldos nuotaika mūsų sąmonėje kažkokia tarsi svetima? Nu, mums sunkiai į ją įeiti, ir jeigu įinam, jinai trumpalaikiškai kažkaip pasireiškia, kaip ją įjungti ir prailginti.
What to do if this prayerful mood is very rarely come to our mind and is a little bit artificial, so how to have it deeper and more longer, this prayerful mood?
Well, this prayer is actually fully manifested as Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You're begging for Krishna's mercy. Prabhupada says it's like a child crying for the mother. So that's why we have a discipline. You must chant at least 16 rounds every day. So you can get the habit of being in this prayerful mood.
Kad išsiugdyti tokį įprotį būti maldos nuotaikoje.
So after you finish your rounds, try to maintain that prayerful mood throughout the day.
Ir kai pabaigi savo ratus, stengiasi tą nuotaiką visą dieną išlaikyti.
You can sing some bhajans.
Galite dainuoti bhajans.
You can talk about Krishna.
Kalbėti apie Krishna.
Can read about Krishna.
Skaityti apie Krishna.
Try to always keep it going 24 hours a day.
Mėginti 24 valandas per parą būti nuotaikoje.
And if you make that endeavor, Krishna will help you.
Ir jeigu stengsiesi, Krishna tau padės.
He'll give you good association to help you do that.
Krishna tau duos gerų draugų, kurie tau padės.
We need the association of people who are 24 hours a day fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Mums ypatingai reikia bendravimo su tais asmenim, kurie 24 valandas per parą įsitvirtinę tarnystį Krishna.
By that association, we will get the conviction. I can do this too.
Bendraudami su jais mes įsitikinsim, kad ir aš taip galiu.
It's really not that difficult.
Tai nieko sudėtingo.
It's just a matter of good association.
Klausimas yra tik tai tinkamo bendravimo.
The problem is we're still addicted to bad association.
Problema, kad mes mums labiau patinka netinkamas bendravimas.
That drags us away from Krishna consciousness.
Kuris mus atitraukia nuo Krishna sąmonės.
Therefore we have to detach ourselves from bad association.
Todėl turime vengti tokio bendravimo.
Actually this is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to moko.
He says, asat sanga tyag. You have to cut off non-devotee association.
Reikia nebendrauti su neatsidavusiais.
Of course we do associate, but we, it's like Sankirtan Prabhu brought his parents yesterday for the program. But we associate to give them Krishna, you see. We don't go to take association from materialists. We go to give them Krishna consciousness. So in this way, in fact, we associate, our preacher, our book distributors do nothing but associate with non-devotees all day long.
Mūsų knygų platintojai visą dieną bendrauja su neatsidavusiais.
But actually that fixes them very strongly in Krishna consciousness.
Bet tai jį kaip tik įtvirtina Krishna sąmonė.
Because their business is to give Krishna, give Krishna, give Krishna, give Krishna.
Nes jie neima, bet jie duoda Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
So it's better to be out giving Krishna to non-devotees than sitting in some room saying, I have to avoid bad association.
Taigi geriau duoti Krishna neatsidausiams, negu sėdėti užsidarius kambarį, vengiant bendravimo.
Does that answer your question? Next. You were next.
Brangus Guru Dev, nuo tada, kai atvykot į Lietuvą, aš jaučiuosi lyg stebuklų šalyje. Labai sumažėjo skonis materialiem dalykam ir padidėjo dvasiniam. Tai kaip išlaikyti tokią nuotaiką ir entuziazmą, kai jūs išėjusi?
Dear Srila Gurudev, then you came to Lithuania, I feel like very much inspired. And I have much more taste for spiritual things and less taste for material things. But how to keep this mood, then you go away?
You have to realize I never go away.
Turi suprasti, kad aš niekad neišeinu.
I never go away. You think I go away?
Galvoju, kad išeinu.
I'm always here.
Visą laiką čia aš.
My heart is in Lithuania.
Mano širdis Lietuvoj.
I never can leave Lithuania.
Negaliu jos palikti.
Kijai. Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Kokia turėtų mūsų būti sadina dienotvarkė, kai mokytas išvyks, nes dabar mes visi keliamės į Mangalarį, einam į paskaitas, tarnaujam daug. Tai kaip turėtų būti, kai mokytas išvyks?
What our sadina should be, then you go away from Lithuania?
Pure bhakti.
Tyros bhakti sadina.
Always be in the mode of pure bhakti.
Visą laiką būkite tyros bhakti nuotaikoje.
In all times, all places and circumstances.
Bet kokiomis aplinkybėmis, visur ir visada.
Even when you're doing your concerts.
Net per savo koncertus.
Next.
Yeah.
Mangalarti every day, yes. You either come to the temple or you have you sing Gravastakam at home. You must sing Gravastakam every day. It's actually a benediction given by the author of Gravastakam.
Gravastakos autorius duoda palaiminimą.
Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur. In the ninth prayer, he says, anybody who chants this every morning during Brahma Muhurta will receive the direct association of Krishna upon, in the spiritual world upon leaving their body. So, if you would like to go to when you leave your body, if you like to go to sleep and wake up in Goloka Vrindavan,
jeigu palikdama savo kūną norėtum užmigti ir nubust Goloka Vrindavan,
then you must sing Gravastakam every day during Brahma Muhurta.
Tai turi kiekvieną dieną per Brahma Muhurta anksti rytą dainuoti Gravastakos maldas.
Here at the temple or at home, wherever you are.
Ar šventykloje, ar namie, kad ir kur bebūtų.
Always sing Gravastakam every morning.
Visą laiką dainuokit Gravastakam.
Samsara davan naladita loka chanaya kalyunya gana gana prapta shakalyana gunana vasya vande gadoshi charanara vinda. This is the song that made me a devotee.
Shadina padari mane atsidavusi.
I was living in the ashram.
Gyvenau ashrame.
As a singer-songwriter trying to get some ideas to write better songs. I wanted to practice Krishna consciousness like George Harrison, be a singer and write songs about Krishna. I didn't want to surrender and become a disciple. But one morning when I heard the Gravastakam prayers,
it
completely melted my heart. And here I am, a disciple of Prabhupada. Because of the potency of the Gravastakam prayers. So never underestimate the potency of the Gravastakam
prayers.
They have the power to turn rascals into devotees. I was a rascal, but I became a devotee just by Gravastakam prayer.
Aš tapau atsidavusiu šios maldos dėka.
So if you find that you're still a rascal,
taigi, jeigu matot, kad esate niekšai,
it means you're not singing Gravastakam every morning.
Reiškia, kiekvieną rytą nedainuojat Gravastakas.
So if you sing Gravastakam every morning,
jeigu dainuosit kiekvieną rytą,
you will give up your rascal mentality.
Jums neliks niekšingo mentaliteto.
And you will become the pure devotee of Krishna.
Ir būsite tyras Krishnos atsidavęs.
Yeah.
Yra daug įvairių ačiarių palaiminimų. Nu, pavyzdžiui, kaip jeigu trys pagrindinės prinauna dvigus aplankai per parą, ten džipurį ir krolį, tada gauni meilę Dievui. Bet jeigu tu gyvenimo galia vis tiek prisimeni kokią nors keulę ar dar kažką, bet ne Dievą, tai, nu, arba kaip mokytas sako, jeigu kasdien dainuoja, tai padengi dvasinį pasaulį. Bet jau galia gyvenimo to neprisimeni.
There is so many blessings like this, and also there is blessings if you meet three main deities in one day, you get a blessings and many different.
But yes, you come with us to Jaipur then. You come with us to Jaipur. We're going again. You come with us for those three deities in one day.
Aplankysim kartu tris dievybės per vieną dieną. And his question is, if we following and we getting so much blessings, but still in the time of death we can remember some pig. So what's happened then?
Pig?
Yeah.
But not God. Not God. Doesn't
you can become the pig in the house of a devotee.
Tapsi kiaulė atsidavusi jų namuose.
But where is the blessings?
But how these blessings, when these blessings will not work?
You're not taking, because you're not taking full advantage of the blessings.
Reik pasinaudot pilnai tais palaiminimais.
You're wearing a raincoat on a rainy day instead of getting soaked by the water.
Tokiu atveju reiškia, tu naudoji lietpaltį, kad
You're too damn proud, that's the problem. Your pride is in the way. You have to become humble. And then the blessings will fully permeate your being. If you maintain false ego, yeah, I'm great. Well, you're great, all right, a great fool. Mahamudha. You gotta give up your false pride. That's how the blessings will fully permeate your consciousness. Next.
Kitas klausimas. What's happening if we chanting Guru Vashtakam prayers not in Brahma Muhurta but little later?
Why aren't you getting up?
O kodėl gi nesikelt anksčiau?
Stop being, don't be a lazy, Prabhupada said, don't be a lazy fellow.
Prabhupada sakė, nebūk tingus dėdė.
The thing is, it's the, after this, there's different modes of nature at different times of the day.
Skirtingo dienos metu mus veikia skirtingos gamtos gumas.
After the sun comes up, the mode of passion comes in.
Kai saulė pakyla, pradeda veikti aistros gumą.
And it's harder to meditate.
Ir daug sunkiau yra medituoti.
But if you can rise before the sunrise, that's called Brahma Muhurta. That's the sattva gun is very powerful.
Jeigu keletas anksti prieš saulė tekant, tuomet yra Brahma Muhurta, kada sattva guna labai stipriai veikia.
If you don't take advantage of the Brahma Muhurta, you're a foolish person.
Ir jeigu nepasinaudojat šitą galimybę, jūs esate kvailiai.
And it'll be harder if you remember Krishna at the time of death because you never learned how to enter into a meditative state of mind. So you should be intelligent, not foolish. And realize if I take advantage of the early morning hours, it's going to make it very easy to remember Krishna at the time of death.
Ir suprasti, kad pasinaudojant ankstyvaus ryto palaiminimais, daug lengviau prisiminti Krishna ir mirties akimirką.
If you never learn that meditative mood, you may not remember Krishna at the time of death. You may not go back to Godhead.
Nes jeigu neišmoksi šios meditacijos nuotaikos, galbūt niekad ir neprisiminsi.
The Guru, mic to Guru Mata, no?
There is a formula given. What to do to achieve the success? Why do we want to do something else than the formula? What result we will get it?
Yra konkreti formulė duota, kad pasiekti rezultatą. Kodėl mes norime daryti kažką kitą? Ką tada mes gausim?
Like I'm making the sweet rice, and I think, well, I'm not going to follow the recipe. I'll make up my own recipe.
Pavyzdžiui, saldus ryžiai. Jeigu mes norim juos pagaminti, galvosim, aš sėksiu savo receptą.
I think I'll put salt instead of sugar.
Pridėsiu druskos vietoj cukraus.
You know, don't make up your own recipe. You follow the scribe recipe.
Nesėkit savo receptą, sėkit originaliojo receptą.
Who are you compared to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
Kas jūs palygino su Vishwanath Chakravarti
Thakur? He's a fully realized acharya. You're a nobody compared to him.
Lyginant su juo, jūs esat niekas.
So you should follow his advice.
Geriau sekti jo
and Prabhupada's advice.
Ir Prabhupada's pamokyti.
And rise early and wake up early and sing.
Ir apsikelt anksti ir dainuot.
Gurvashtakam prayer.
Gurvashtakos maldas.
You'll be amazed at the difference it makes in your day.
Ir tu nustepsi, kokia tavo bus diena visai kitokia.
I can tell you this. Anybody who devotedly chants the Gurvashtakam prayers during Brahma Muhurta,
tie, kas su atsidavimu dainuoja Gurvashtakos maldas anksti rytą,
their whole day will be a magical, wonderful experience.
Visa jų diena bus mistinė, dvasinė patirtis.
So it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Ponios ir ponai, jūs rinkitės.
You want to have another miserable, depressing day?
Ar norite depresuotos dienos?
Or do you want to have a magical, beautiful, wonderful day every day?
Ar gražios ir stebuklingos dienos?
Take your joy.
Jūs pasirinkit.
Do a little tapa.
Truputėlį atlikit askezę.
Set that alarm clock.
Užsistatykite žadintuvą.
Get out of the mode of ignorance.
Atsikelkit iš neišmanimo.
And you'll be amazed at how you become surcharged with transcendental ecstasy.
Ir nustepsite, kiek daug dvasinės ekstazės jūs užlies.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Man kažkada yra sakę baktai, kad pasitaiko atveju, kada vaišnavai tiesiog negali atlikti tarnystės, nesvarbu, kad nori, bet tarsi juos kažkas karmiškai stabdo. Man įdomu, ar tai iš vis įmanoma, kad tai yra noras tarnystėje ir tarsi tu negali daryti.
I heard that sometimes, even if someone wants to do service and practice, he is not able because something is holding him back.
Yes. Could be bad association.
Is it, and the question is, it some karma or what is this?
Karma is always there, pulling your own sinful tendencies that you've accumulated over millions of lifetimes are always there trying to pull you back.
Jūsų nuodėmingos tendencijos, kurias kultivavot milijonus gyvenimų, kiekvieną akimirką bando jūs atitraukti atgal.
You have to conquer. You can say the material mind is the big problem.
Atsikyt, materialus protas yra mūsų problema.
The mind is always trying to pull you away.
Protas visą laiką bando atitraukti jūs atgal.
So you have to use your intelligence.
Dėl to reikia naudoti intelektą.
And you have to keep your mind fixed.
Kad protas būtų įsitvirtinęs.
The mind is like a little naughty child.
Protas yra kaip neramus vaikas.
And the intelligence is the mother.
O intelektas kaip mama.
So you have to always keep your mind properly engaged.
Taigi visą laiką savo protą reikia tinkamai užimti.
The mind is not you.
Nes protas tai ne jūs.
You have the power to bring it under your control.
Ir jūs turite jėgą jį sukontroliuoti.
So you have to understand how the mind is to be properly situated by hearing Vaishnava philosophy.
Ir klausydami Vaishnava filosofiją suprasti, kur tinkamai nukreipti protą.
You can understand what is the proper way the mind should be engaged.
Suprasti, kaip jisai turi būti užimtas.
So then you should become introspective to always analyze your own psychological condition.
Ir tada turi būti introspektyvus, vis laik stebėti savo psichologinę padėtį.
Is my mind properly engaged right now?
Ar mano protas tinkamai dabar yra užimtas?
Or is it improperly engaged right now?
Ar ne?
And when it's, you see it's not properly engaged, you have to pull it back. You can't indulge in sense gratificatory thoughts. It's destructive for your spiritual life.
Jūs neturite leisti jam užsiimti jūsų nepasitenkimo mintimis, nes tai naikins jūsų dvasinį pasitenkimą.
When you see that your mind is getting absorbed in sense gratification, you got to pull it back.
Kai tik matot, kad protas pasineria jūsų nepasitenkinimą, jį reikia grįžinti atgal.
Yato nishchalati manaschantalamashtaram tatastatam nayamnaitad atmanivavasham yavayad. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must suddenly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
Kad ir kur protas nuklystų dėl savo neramios prigimties, jūs turite jį grąžinti atgal savojo aš kontrolėn.
So your mind is a result, your present material mind is a result of your past karma.
Taigi jūsų protas yra rezultatas jūsų praeities karmos.
You gotta go beyond it, you see.
O jums reikia pakilti.
You gotta go beyond it. You have karmic mental tendencies.
Turi tokias karminės protinės tendencijas.
Which are the disease psychological state.
Ir tai yra nesveika psichinė būsena.
So you have to conquer that rascal mind.
Ir turi perauklėti šitą protą.
And that way the karmic influence will no longer affect you.
Kad karminės įtakos jūsų neveikia.
Guru Mata, you had...
Yeah, but Krishna says that why we don't want to do certain things because it's lust only.
Because...
It's lust only.
Lust is the number one problem.
Taigi, Krishna sako, kodėl mes norim atsiduoti, problema yra geismas.
Hankering for illicit sex.
Noras neleistų lytinių santykių.
And hankering for all types of sense gratification.
Ir visokiausių juslinio pasitenkinimo.
So this is the all-devouring enemy.
Tai yra mūsų pagrindinis priešas.
It's born of contact with the material mode of passion.
Jisai gimsta iš kontakto su materialios aistros.
The pure soul, when he comes in contact with the material mode of passion, manifests lust.
Kai tyra siela susikontaktuoja su aistros guna, pas jas randa geismą.
So one has to reverse engineer that fall down.
Ir reikia šitą transformuoti.
By getting back to one's original pure state.
Grįžtant į pirminę savo padėtį.
Cultivate the mode of goodness.
Kultivuoti dorybės guną.
And cultivate Krishna consciousness.
Ir kultivuoti Krishna sąmonę.
That will do a reverse engineering upon your fall down from pure bhakti into lust.
Ir tai transformuos jūsų geismą į bhakti.
Next question. Yeah.
Čia
kalbėjom apie mangalartį, tai klausimas būtų, o ką daryti tiems atsidavusiems, tarkim, kurie mangalartį metu, nu, eina iš pareigos, tokia dirbtinė, mechaninė nuotaika, atbūt, nu, bet jokio skonio, nu, toks klausimas.
What to advise and what to do for such devotees who are going to Mangalarati and sing Gurvashtaka praise, but they do it only as a duty and do it mechanically?
Singing from your heart.
Patarimas yra dainuokit ir savo širdies.
That's all. Don't just sing mechanically.
Nedainuokit mechaniškai.
Understand the meaning.
Supraskite prasmę.
We're offering our respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master.
Jūs reiškite savo pagarbą lotosiniam dvasiniam mokytojui pėdom.
To study the actual translation to know what it means.
Studijuokite vertimą, žinokite prasmę.
So you can meditate on the actual meaning.
Ir medituokite į tą prasmę.
Next.
It's better to do mechanically even under the instructions of the spiritual master and not to do it.
Yes. It's better to do mechanically than not to do it, that's a bit.
Bet faktas, kad geriau daryti mechaniškai dvasinio mokytojo nurodymus, negu iš jis jų nedaryti.
But the reality is, mostly we do it mechanically, that's the fact.
Realybė, kad dauguma iš mūsų tai daro mechaniškai.
Let's not be puffed up, let's admit it, you know.
Nebūkim pasipūtę.
Mostly we're doing mechanically.
Pagrindė daro mechaniškai.
But we should always make that endeavor to do it with feeling and with love.
Bet visą laiką turime stengtis, tai daryti su jausmu.
And sometimes those magic moments will come. We really feel the melting of our heart.
Ir kartais bus tie nuostabūs momentai, kada mes jausime tą jausmą.
But keep on, that's sadhana bhakti means it's mechanical to some extent.
Sadhana bhakti reiškia, kad tai yra tam tikrų lygių mechaniškai.
We do it on the order of the spiritual master.
Dvasinių mokytojų nurodymų vykdymas.
But that brings us to prema bhakti eventually.
Bet galų gale palaipsniui tai priveda prie prema bhakti.
Actually, prema bhakti is already there. It's simply covered by the modes of nature.
Prema bhakti jau čia, tik ją dengia.
So this mechanical process of sadhana following the rules and regulations is very good. It's compared taking sugar candy for somebody suffering from jaundice.
Tas pas, kaip valgyti saldainį tam, kuris serga geltige.
Yat Krishna nama charitari sitapya vidya pito patapta drashanacha narochikanu kent vandana nananilangali shaiva jushtva savikramat bhaviti dhanamulu lahantri. The holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna.
Šventas Krishnos vardas, žaidimai ir jo savybės
are transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy.
Kaip saldainis yra transcendentiškai saldus.
Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya,
bet neišmanimo liga sergančio žmogaus liežuvis,
cannot taste anything sweet.
Nejaučia čia jokio saldumo.
It is simply wonderful
bet nuostabu yra tai,
that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day,
kad dėmesingai kartuojant šiuos saldžius vardus Dievas,
a natural relish awakens within his tongue,
palaipsniui natūralus skonis liežuvyje pabunda,
and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root.
Ir ši liga sunaikinama iki pat šaknų.
So sugar candy is actually very tasty.
Taigi saldainis yra saldus.
When you have jaundice, it's so bitter, you just want to spit it out. It's horrible.
Bet jeigu jis irgi gelta, tai jis kartus pasidaro.
So these prayers that we sing, Gurvastakam, Hare Krishna, they're unlimitedly sweet. They're oozing out with oceans of nectar.
Šios maldos, kurias mes dainuojame, ir Hare Krishna, jie tokie saldus yra.
We're thinking, oh my God, I have to go to Mangalarti.
Said
20 minutes singing and dancing, I just feel like sleeping. And
20 minučių dainuoti.
That means we're suffering from jaundice.
With
the jaundice of avidya, ignorance. So how do you get out of that ignorant state? But you don't want to sing Gurvastakam.
It's
just like some chore. Well, I had to do it because the Gurudev said I had to do it. How do you get out of them? How do you get to the point where sugar candy tastes sweet again? Even though it tastes so bitter, you want to spit it out because the doctor ordered you to take it, you take it every day. And by taking that sugar candy every day, it gradually, the sweetness comes back, you see. So in the same way, by going to Mangalarti every day faithfully,
in
home or the temple, that sweetness which is there right now seems bitter, but the sweetness will gradually come. So that's called sadhana bhakti. The order of Rupa Goswami, we must do this. Next question.
Mano klausimas būtų toks, kaip išmokti nepamokslauti artimiems žmonėms, kurių tai visai nedomina, ir kaip tuo pačiu išlaikyti džiaugsmą gyvenimą ir Krišną savo širdį.
My question is how not to preach to people who are completely not interested, and especially relatives, and at the same time how to stay happy in Krishna consciousness.
The best thing is, remember that relatives are relative.
Taip pat reikia prisiminti, kad mūsų artimieji tai labai relatyvus klausimas.
Actually, everybody is your relative.
Iš tikrųjų, visi yra mūsų artimieji.
Every living entity is your relative.
Kiekviena gyva būtybė.
So find some relatives who are interested and preach to them. Don't waste your time preaching to relatives who are not interested. I guarantee you this, if you anywhere you go in the world, if you start preaching Krishna consciousness, you'll find somebody who's interested. So don't beat your head against the wall with people who are not interested. Find those people who are interested.
Surask tuos, kuriem įdomu.
And give your love to them, especially.
Duok savo meilį.
Bet tai taip išeina tada, kad reikia atmesti visus ten draugus, šeimą, kurių tai visai nedomina.
So it means we have to reject our family, our friends.
No, you accept them.
Ne, tu priimk juos.
As part and parcel of Krishna.
Kaip Krishnos dalį.
Not as the body.
Ne kaip kūną.
You accept them as eternal spiritual beings, qualitatively one with God.
And
you act for their welfare the best way you can. You can give them prasadam. Sometimes you may not tell them it's prasadam. I remember we were passing out prasadam at the University of Florida many years ago. One of the students, he really liked Hare Krishna food. And he wanted to help us spread Krishna consciousness. His friends were against Hare Krishna. So he gave them prasadam, but he didn't tell them it was prasadam. I also had an experience one time. I had a business partner, some man I was doing business with. I used to have a travel agency called Travel Rama, selling tickets to the Holy Dham, cheap tickets to Vrindavan and Mayapur. That was my business. So I had one business partner. He was a South Indian Christian. And I came to his office with some prasadam, give him the prasadam, you see. And of course he knows what prasadam is because he's from India. And he didn't want to take it. So he said, "Is this prasadam?" I said, "Oh no, it's not prasadam." And he took it. So sometimes we have to use a little tactics. So in this way, you be tactful and somehow gaze them at least in taking prasadam. If you tell them, you may not want to tell them it's from the temple. Or you may be able to, it depends on their mentality. Somehow or other, find a way to engage them in Krishna consciousness.
Wouldn't the best thing would be to set up a good example and a good son?
Ar negeriausia būtų rodyti gerą pavyzdį, būti geru sūnumi pavyzdžiui? Ir tada žmonės bus patraukti mūsų pavyzdžiui.
Just like one devotee, before he joined the movement, he was very lazy at home. He never wanted to help out with any household chores, nothing. He wouldn't do anything. He was just lazy. But after he became a devotee, when he went home and he was willing to be, he was very helpful and willing to do the chores, you know, vacuum the rug, and he became in a mood of service. And the parents would go, wow, this is wonderful.
So try to be
an ideal son now. So they go, wow, this is amazing. How did this change come about you? We're so happy. We've never seen you in such a friendly, serving mood in your whole life. What happened to you? Some amazing miracle happened to you. What happened? Well, I started going to this temple called the Hare Krishna temple, and they taught me a whole new way of seeing things, how to be a servant.
And
before, I never wanted to do any service, but now I'm so happy being a servant. They taught me it's great to be a servant, so I'm enjoying being a servant now. Now, Mom and Dad, I want to serve you. Because I realize what a great blessing you gave me. You gave me the human form of life. So I want to serve you. This Guru Mahārāja's suggestion was very good. Thank you, Guru Mahārāja. Huh?
They stop eating meat, and then they want to impose on the family members that I don't want to eat meat. So it becomes very troublesome.
How do you deal with that then?
Just make some stories that I have given up some excuses that for my health reason I have given up.
I found out that athletes, vegetarian athletes, outperform meat eating athletes. You're the basketball player, right? So to improve my game, I've gone vegetarian. To make, yeah, you can tell him.
Būna tokia bėda, kad kai bakti pradeda mėsos nevalgyti, visiems pradeda rėkti, kodėl jūs mėsėdžiai niekšai esat.
There was actually a study done of two football teams.
Dėl to reikia kaip tik švelniai žiūrėti, pavyzdžiui.
Or actually two parts of one football team.
Aš nevalgau dėl mėsos.
They kept part of the football team on a meat diet. In part on a vegetarian diet. What's that mean?
I'm not following.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get back to it again. There was a football team, and they had two halves of the football team.
Buvo tokios dvi komandos futbolo.
They put part of the team on the meat diet and part on a vegetarian diet.
Dalį komandos vienos mėsą maitino, o dalį vegetariškai.
And the football players on the vegetarian diet, they outperform the ones on the meat diet.
Ir rezultatai tų, kurie vegetariškai valgė, buvo daug geresni.
Now, I don't know if you can pull this off with your team, but I'm just saying it was done.
Nežinau, tai galite pranaudoti savo komandai, bet tai buvo padaryta.
It was done, and they statistically saw that the vegetarian football players outperform the meat eating.
Statistiškai rodyta, kad vegetarai, futbolo žaidėjai, žaidžia geriau.
Any other questions?
Not close.
Ar tai būtų teisinga sakyti, kad protas susidrumšia tada, kai supranta, jog neturi galimybės patenkinti jūsles?
O kaip čia susidrumšia? It is... proper to say that the mind becomes bewildered when he is not able to gratify the senses.
Or from over-gratifying the senses also. Either way, the mind desires sense gratification.
Protas nori tenkinti jūsles.
So, if you don't, the mind becomes disturbed if there's not enough sense gratification.
Ir jeigu nepakankamai gauna jūsų nepasitenkinimus, jis sutrinka.
Or there's too much sense gratification also.
Ar per daug jo gauna, taip pat sutrinka.
That's why one has to come to the mode of goodness, where one has a balanced amount of sense gratification.
Todėl reikia būti dorybės gūnoje, tai turėti balansuotą jūsų nepatenkinimą.
So, then the mind becomes peaceful in the mode of goodness.
Tada protas nurimsta.
about a passion and ignorance, the mind is agitated. So one has to regulate, just like salt. There's too little salt, it's not good. If there's too much salt, it's not good. So just the right balance of sense gratification is needed. That will help you to be in the mode of goodness and have a peaceful mind. And if you chant Hare Krishna, that will immediately bring you to the mode of goodness. If you meditatively chant Krishna's names. Does that answer your question? Okay, we're actually over time, but I don't want to curb it down, but we got to. This is the last question. Oh, the internet, okay. Internet. Whose is it, Dave?
Ladini
from China, okay. Let's see here.
Klausimas iš interneto.
Take that. See if I can read it properly here. Okay. Ladini. Okay. What does it mean to transcend the control of time? Time is the all-devouring enemy. It destroys everything.
Būtent laikas yra visa ko priešas, nes jis viską sunaikina.
As long as you identify with your body, then time is robbing you of your life.
Ir tol, kol mes save laikom šio kūno,
1 minute at a time, you're being robbed of your life.
Kiekvieną akimirką laikas mus apiplėšia.
But when you become Krishna conscious and you realize I'm an eternal spiritual being,
bet jeigu suprantate, kad esate amžinai,
I'm engaging now in the eternal servant of Krishna, time can't touch you anymore.
Ir amžinai tarnauju viešpačiui, laikas jūsų daugiau nebegali paliesti.
Okay. There are many things to do, like waiting, I cannot finish them, when to leave them to tomorrow. Tomorrow the new ones, I'm under control of time, so I'm like this. Yeah, one thing, Ladini, is you have practice the, was something called time management. Actually, it comes from Rupa Goswami. He instructs you should never waste a single moment. So this principle of is never waste a moment. Here's how you do this. You keep a little notebook, and every day has a separate page. So each day you write down a list of all the things you need to accomplish on that particular day. And then after you write the list, then you prioritize them. Number one, what's the most important thing? Number one, chant your 16 rounds, you see. Number two, you prioritize each one of these things. And then as your day goes, you do them in order of priority. And at the end of the day, whatever has not been accomplished on that list, now you take those and put them on tomorrow's list. So in this way, you can nicely manage your daily activities in such a way that you focus on the most important things, and you've also covered getting the less important things done as well.
Taigi, tokiu būdu tu galėsi padaryti tai, kas yra svarbiausia, ir atidėti tai, kas ne taip svarbu.
This is called proper time management.
Tai yra vadinama tinkamu laiku.
And this is what you should do from now on to manage your time.
Ir nuo dabar tau rekomenduoju tai daryti.
Okay. Anything else?
Kas dar?
All right. This is the last
one.
Kas jeigu mokinys seka mokyto nurodymus ir paskui dėl aplinkybių ar dėl savo protinės silpnumo, tai jis kažkaip ne visai pilnai tos nurodymus įvykdo, tai kaip jis turėtų atsigauti iš tokios padėties.
What to do if some disciple is because of his weak mind not after some time become not able to follow fully, spiritual master orders, how he can recover
from every this. Disciple is able to follow the spiritual master's orders. Simply a matter of intelligence.
Tik intelekto klausimas.
If they'd stop doing it, it's not that they're not able, it's they're fully foolish, they don't think it's very important.
Ne tai, kad jie negali, tiesiog jie negalvoja, kad tai svarbu.
It's nothing but stupidity.
Tai yra tik kvailumas.
So don't become stupid, always be intelligent.
Taigi, nebūkit kvaili, būkit išmintingi.
That's the solution. Don't become a stupid idiot.
Nereikia tapti idiotu.
I have disciples in Lithuania who have done that. They've deviated.
Turiu ir Lietuvoje tokių mokinių, kurie taip daro.
They didn't even come to Nishinga to Tirtasi. They're so off the track. They're stupid. Just completely stupid idiots.
Kvailai.
So don't be a stupid idiot.
Nebūkit ir jūs tokie kvailai.
There was one more question. Who was that question back here?
Paskutinis klausimas.
One more question back there.
Hare Krishna, aš norėčiau paklausti, kaip pamilti Krishna tyrai. Per Šrimad Bhagavatam minėjot, kad mes materialiam pasaulyje visus mylim, tarsme, jeigu mylim, tai vis dėlto viduje norim kažko gauti iš tos meilės. Tai kaip Krishna pamilti, kad nenorėt nei tyros bhakti, nei kažko visiškai atgal. Tiesiog jį mylėt.
You mentioned that when you love someone, we always want to something back. My question is how to learn to love Krishna without wanting nothing back, even pure bhakti.
Actually, when you love someone, you don't want anything back.
Kai kažką myli, tai nieko nenori atgal.
When you want something back, that's called lust, not love.
Nes kai nori kažką atgal, tai ne meilė, o geismas.
I'll scratch your back if you scratch my back.
Pakasysiu tave, jeigu mane pakasysiu.
That's not love, that's business.
Čia yra verslas.
So, but your question is a good question. How to develop a proper loving mood towards Krishna?
Bet klausimas labai geras. Kaip pamilti Krishna?
One should understand that actually Krishna is already giving me everything.
Reikia suprast, kad man viską duoda Krishna.
Not that I have to think about getting something from Krishna.
Ne tik, kad man reikia galvot, ką aš galėčiau gauti.
Wake up, realize you're getting everything from Krishna at every minute.
Suprast reikia, kad kiekvieną akimirką viską.
Every breath of air you're breathing is his special gift to you.
Kiekvienas kuršinis oro, kurį įkvepiam, tai jo malonė.
The clothing you wear, the house you live in, the food you eat, everything that you have is a gift from Krishna.
Rūbai, namas, maistas, visa tai yra iš Krishnas.
So don't you think you should reciprocate with him a little bit?
Taigi, argi neatrodo, kad reikėtų bent kažkiek jam atsidėkoti už tai?
You have to understand you're already getting unlimited blessings from Krishna at every minute.
Reikia suprasti, kad neriboti
palaimą. Now you should try to reciprocate with him.
Vieną akimirką. Klausimas tik tai atsidėkoti už tai.
Does that make it clear to you?
Ar aiškiau?
Okay. All right, we'll stop here.
Taigi, čia sustosim.
Kantarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.
His Grace Shriman Sankarshan Dasa Dhikari Maharaj ki
jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.